So welcome to the Nine Hertz podcast. We started off with one of the new tracks from the new Wormrot album, Hiss. That was a song called Desolate Landscapes. This album is absolutely mad, Pete. It's mad from like start to finish. I didn't expect anything less, to be honest, because these guys have always been crazy, to be honest. But yeah, like legendary sort of Singaporean band. And yeah, I mean, what can we say about this band that hasn't been said before? I mean, I gather this is one of the members' last albums, and I mean, what a way to go out. But I think this is like one of the best grind albums I've heard in years, to be honest.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. You know, it is, as you say, it's an incredible way to bow out, and probably, hopefully, you know, the basis for the whatever new incarnation comes from that to, you know, power on forth. Because you'd hate for this to stall them in any way, because it's such a brilliant album. You know, probably as good as you've ever heard Wormrot, which is saying something. You know, because they've been a premier name of the genre for years now. And what I like about it is it shows that they're still able to branch out and to grow. You know, it's manic grindcore, you know, as expected, yeah, but seemingly the bits in it, you know, that are different and unexpected. There's this, you know, and if you look at this track in particular, it's got this almost emotional streak to it, which, and then there's a few other tracks with that as well. And that's completely took me by surprise and really kind of got me. It somehow worked, you know, that within grindcore, just you wouldn't think, but they've nailed it. They've created something new and exciting and different. And it sounds absolutely massive. You know, it's like there's beauty in the mania. And yeah, it's just that the album, it's 20 odd tracks long, and it's stunning all the way through. You know, what can you say? It's just brilliant.
Yeah, it really surprised me how like varied it is. I think that's a good way to put it. And yeah, they've almost taken on, I don't know, like a musical sponge, really. They've taken on as much influence as they can kind of muster and kind of, I don't know, maybe because it is this kind of cap on a certain era of this band. They've just gone, right, well, let's make an album we just love, and, you know, let's pay tribute to the bands that we like. I think you said there's like a little, maybe like a nod to Power Trip in there somewhere, which is nice. I'm convinced there's a track that sounds like Fear Factory of all bands on here as well. Some of it sounds like Sepultura as well, like just in sort of dribs and drabs. And yeah, the whole thing sounds feral, but yeah, like it's got this underlying like current of emotion and strangeness to it as well. So completely unique. I don't think I've ever heard anything like this before. And in a genre like this, and you know, it's been going for however long, like decades and decades, it's amazing to hear something new. So yeah, really recommend this. It's on Earache Records as well, which seems quite fitting as well. So yeah, if you want to hear the rest of the album, like I think you ought to just go and listen to it if you haven't already, at wormrot.bandcamp.com. So, as ever, it's the Nine Hertz podcast. It's nine amazing tracks that we've heard through the underground or submissions this week. Next up, this is a band that I found quite late into the sort of like, I don't know, track sorting process. We need to come up with a name for this like selection process or whatever. But yeah, Moment of Collapse Records, they put out so many different interesting bands, and it's always quite sort of heavy and uncompromising. We've played stuff by like bands like Burial Dance, Tenue, yeah, just like Hexis are on there in parts. Closet Witch, it's a who's who of like European kind of, I don't know, grindy stuff, hardcore stuff. And this new band, Abest, are on here with an album called Molten Husk. We're going to be playing the title track. And this, to me, it sounded like, I think I put it to you, Pete, it sounded like Vital Remains playing Sludge, which I think some people might get, some people might not, but yeah, I think it's just this kind of unhinged, like sort of creeping, horrible, swampy sludge sound under the guise of hardcore as well. Really, really excited by this, actually.
Yeah, I like this. I only listened to it maybe a couple of hours ago for the first time because you picked it late in like the grand reveal. Maybe that's what we call it. I don't know. I don't know Vital Remains. You sent that to me and I thought somehow that I missed them, especially when I was kind of getting into death metal. But anyway, I really liked it. It's kind of, the whole sound just feels like this like rolling ball of thunder, you know, coming from the blackest clouds. I can hear sludge in there, definitely part like metallic hardcore, part death metal. It reminds me of bands like Zibalba.
Yes.
You know, it's like incredibly full and muscular. You know, it's got such a weight coming out, it just flattens you when it gets going. I mean, like moments of collapse, you know, I only heard it a couple of hours ago, but I've been looking into them because I really liked that much. Moments of Collapse, a really good label. You go into kind of the band page, and there were two things that jumped at me there, actually. One is they describe themselves as on their own band page as post-metal, which is strange because I don't really hear that here.
But
whether they've changed or whether, you know, I mean, genres are, you know, subjective. And then the other bit is that they've got several releases in the past as well, and I'm surprised they've not come across them before. And I'm going to, you know, I've got to make time for, you know, I'm definitely going to make time to go through the rest of it because this has made such an impression.
Yeah, really, really sort of surprised me. I just thought, interesting cover, great label. Let's give it a go. I was expecting something like Neurosis or, you know, Cult of Luna or whatever with those tags and everything. But I actually got a completely different treat instead. And that's always a bonus, really. So, I think people ought to just go and listen to this. Like I say, we're going to play the title track. This is a band called Abest. And the song is called Molten Husk. You can get this at momentofcollapserecords.bandcamp.com. So that was a band called Abest there on Moment of Collapse Records. Next up, we're coming back to Leeds via the label Cursed Monk out of Ireland. This is brilliant. Slothhammer are, a collective, I guess, from Leeds. They seem to have been producing records forever. And I think I saw them possibly we're talking nearly 10 years ago now, I think. So, yeah, they were all wearing kind of balaclavas and suits, I think. And there was lots of like circuit bent toys going on stage. They kind of improvised a lot of their material, I think, if not all of it. It's kind of doom, like in the weirdest sense of the word. And I think because of that improvised sort of sound, it's got this like really unnerving, unearthly kind of sound to it. Pete, I didn't even know this was coming out on Cursed Monk, so I'm really pleased to see it. Love this. Listen to the whole thing today, and yeah, it's just it feels like being at some sort of weird jam, like something you might not need to be party to, you know. Sounds a bit yeah. like you're invading their space.
Yeah, I think Sothamer have always had something of that about them. Just to say as well, it's coming out on Owl Ripper as well, which isn't too surprising, I guess. Yeah. And I think it's one of four releases that are going to come out, or one of three, which we recorded at the same practice session session, whatever. So, you know, that's exciting in itself, and kind of lends weight to the fact that they do things slightly differently. But in that sense, it's something, this may just be me, but I've always felt there's something weirdly mysterious about Sothamer. You know, like they've come to be out of some underground lore, which is weird considering they're from Leeds, you know, just up the M1. Yeah. And I've seen them plenty of times, and you know the members are, but still it's just within the, you know, I love the old artwork they had, and the gigs, you know, I've seen them. But I think it's down to that hard to nail down sound, which you kind of allude to. You know, it's given them an aura of unpredictability. You know, sometimes they're a grime band playing sludge, other times they're a doom band playing harsh noise. Whatever it is, it's good to have them back, because it just sounds like absolute chaos. But as ever, immensely fun with it, I think.
Yeah, I mean, I think live they kind of create this this improvised like spilling. So like one person will start it off and the rest will kind of follow. I mean, I hate to say it, but it reminds me of that Crash and Burn project we had in the sort of 2000s, where we'd kind of throw a band together at the last minute and there'd be one incredible riff that would just last forever, and it'd be just members of local bands in Sheffield making this horrendous kind of racket. But it somehow worked, and I think that's what these guys do. I don't think they set out with any aim in particular. They're just like, if it sounds good, let's milk it. So, but I think they've developed over time into this kind of, they must have a connection by now, like playing this long together. And I think that's what you're hearing here, really. So, yeah, I mean, the record's called Preparation is for Cowards, which is a fantastic title as well. And we're going to play a song called Remembrance Groove. You can get this at cursedmonk.bandcamp.com or via Owl Ripper Recordings. So that was the excellent Slothhammer there. If you want to hear the whole thing, then yeah, head to Cursed Monk Records. Next up, we've got, I guess, the return. I think it's about a full band this time, of the band Maria. And they're on Throat Ruiner Records from Nantes in France. And this is just like evil sounding stuff. The first track on here, I think, just sounds like they've uncaged some sort of demon. So I think people ought to go maybe and listen to that. It's like 8 minutes and 59 seconds of just, I don't know, like they've just plugged straight into hell. And then this track, this is a bit shorter, and it really hit me, and I thought, this is incredible stuff, like feral, as you'd expect. It's recorded and produced by someone who is kind of looked after Plebeian Grandstand, Birds in Row, and similar bands to that, and it's capturing that Throat Ruiner sound of just like unrelenting, harsh kind of heaviness that kind of makes you want to go back for more. It's a really beguiling but unpleasant sound. I don't know what you made of this, Bumpy, because I mean, I know you're a big fan of this label anyway.
Yeah, yes, I am. You know, and we were saying, funnily enough, we were saying just before we set the podcast, I said this feels like one of the heaviest ones we've had, or consistently heavy ones we've had in a long time.
Yeah.
And the other thing I noticed was the kind of the labels on this. You know, it's a podcast of strong labels, you know, with Cursed Monk and Surrogate, Moment Collapse, or Ripper, Transylvanian. This release came out on Throat Ruiner and Total Dissonance Worship, which is, you know, which just tells you it's serious business, that, you know, the two of the most, you know, the leading labels for this type of music. Well, you Throat Ruiner, definitely. I kind of adore everything they do. And I liked Maria's last album, also out on Throat Ruiner, but this feels like it furthers that and improves upon that.
Yeah.
It's like black metal hardcore of a quality you only really do find from France. I make reference to that a lot, but it's true.
Yeah. It
seems to be true anyway. I don't think this is quite as frenetic as some of their peers say. It kind of pulls back on the pace something, but because of that, it creates an eerie atmosphere in the void left, you know, left. And that's what I really like about it. It almost brings in like an emotional angst as well, which really bristles. And just, it's just all round impressive as a result of that.
Yeah, definitely. I think there's just something they've tapped into here. And not many people can kind of like sustain that. So yeah, I think to develop from that first record to this as well is just quite an achievement, really. So I think it kind of speaks for itself. So I think we're just going to play it. So the song's called Cœur de Chemin Minable. And it's off, like we say, the album Disgrace. You can get this at throatruinerrecords.bandcamp.com. So that was the sounds of Maria on Throat Rona Records. Absolutely brutal stuff there. And we're not sort of relenting at all this podcast. It's heavy, heavy, heavy this time. And Transylvanian Recordings. Here we haven't played in a while. Are back with an album by a band called Dwell. And this is their debut, which is hard to believe because it's so accomplished and amazing, really. I mean, some of the kind of descriptors don't really do it justice. So it's like black metal, cosmic doom, dark wave, death metal. To me, it's this like really dense, like so dark the sun can't escape kind of slowness to it, but this unrelenting heaviness to it as well. Pete, I mean, obviously we sort of pick up on most of what this label does, but this feels different as well, doesn't it?
It does. I think, you know, I probably said this before, actually, but you know, they do death, they do black, but when they do doom, which isn't too often, when they do it, you can practically guarantee I love it. It's always epic and, you know, bringing something different. And then so I was looking at this, you know, in full expectation of loving it. You get the tagline is something like crushing cosmic doom with synthesizers. So
yeah.
The four tracks on here stretch over an hour. I knew I was going to love this. And I do, definitely. You know, the drawn out opening of the track, it displays kind of what the label described. It's almost like body void heaviness in the tone of it. And then adding, there are these kind of sparkling synthesized notes in there set against that kind of the darkness of the doom. You know, it creates this, you know, it's almost like it is cosmic. It's, you know, it's stars in the black sky. And I don't know, it's so crushing. It's so weighty and heavy. It doesn't always work, you know, this 15, 20 minute, you know, doom Leviathan music. It's as much as, you know, we play a lot of it, but you also hear a lot, which is, I think, kind of miss the point. It isn't just a point, you know, it isn't just stretch it out with no purpose or no invention. But then you go listen to a band like this on their debut, which is, like you say, that's unbelievable, really, because of the size of this and the accomplished nature of it. I think I had strong hopes for this, and it's more than delivered. I think it's really, really, it's one of the best debuts I've heard, definitely, this year.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you've just reminded me it's a debut as well. I mean, I think I said that like before we came on, but yeah, I mean, how do you sort of create something like this as a debut? It's it's mind blowing, really. I was like completely struck by this, and like I said, it just feels so dense to me, and I think I'm gonna have to give it a few more goes as well, just to kind of really like scrape the surface. I feel like I've just kind of experienced it. I haven't really got to really know it yet, so that's always an interesting one for me, and it means I'll have to go and buy it and traipse through it again. But yeah, absolutely amazing. So we're going to play the song Daughter, but you can get the whole release to listen to for free at the moment, and it's name your price for the actual sort of digital album as well at transylvaniantapes.bandcamp.com. like I say, this is a band called Dwell. Okay, so that was a band called Dwell on Transylvanian Recordings. Sure, I agree, that's absolutely amazing stuff. Next up, we've got Surrogate Records out of Ukraine. These guys have been putting out some incredible stuff over the years, and we've played quite a few bits, to be honest, but this really kind of struck me as absolutely amazing. Really crusty, almost a punk in spirit, a band called Hell Knights. And this is, I don't know, it feels like a debut, and it feels like something really special. The singer calls himself Grim Ripper, which is kind of perfect. And he's kind of backed up with people called Randall, Lucky Bastard, and Ragnar Jawbreaker. So, yeah, I think we've found our people here. I thought this was absolutely brilliant, Pete. I don't know what you made of this, but yeah, it's just this triumphant sounding, like it's fun, isn't it? I think that's my point. Yeah,
definitely. And you know, you could look at the cover, it's brilliant. That cover is amazing. I came to this just as you picked it, actually, because it's like, you know, there's something great about finding a new label. You know, it's you know you're gonna get as soon as you find it. When we found this with Surrogate, you know, they put out Basalt Shrine, which is one of my albums of the year recently. And therefore, you know, suddenly you kind of pick up on everything they put out. So you know you're going to get sent bands from wherever. So and look at this. You know, look at everything about it. You know, the fact it is, you know, injected with pure metal, but like you say, with a very punk ethos and sound in there as well. That, you know, it's slightly crust infused. It's definitely extreme metal influenced. There's hardcore, there's punk, it's metal, there's a... It's got this mid-paced stomp to it. I think it's the best way to describe it is you're just going to look at the name, look at the names of the band members, look at the artwork, and it basically it's pretty much exactly what you would want from that. All that, you know, it just sounds like you know you want it to, and it's exactly how I would want a band called Hell Knights to sound, to be honest.
Yeah. Yeah, and to just cap it off, I'm not sure what the album translates as from Ukrainian, but the song we're going to play is Bringer of Chaos, which is just perfect. So, yeah, if you want to hear this, you can go to surrogaterec.bandcamp.com. The band's Hell Knights. So that was a sound of an amazing Ukrainian band called Hell Knights. You can get that at Surrogate Records. Absolutely brilliant. So next up, it's Lord Mantis, who have kind of come out with this new 7-inch from... Blah, blah, blah. this new 7-inch called Tormentor on New Density Records. Not a label I'm familiar with, but I know the name Lord Mantis, and I know they're quite sort of popular with the hardcore community. This is pretty harsh stuff, isn't it, Pete? It's a cross between, I don't know, like death metal and hardcore somehow. Maybe that's a bad take, I don't know.
Yeah, the band I really like, I've listened to a long time. They're kind of on the, to me, they're on this the real harsh end of doom. You know, like bands like Indian, even Primitive Man. They're up there with those bands. You know, but the reason they're kind of on the harsh end is because it's on the proximity of other extreme, you know, metal genres. But they seem to harness it as well as anyone. So this was a really nice surprise, actually. You know, not only is it new material from them, from a band I really like, but it's two unreleased tracks from the era of their album Perverter, which is my favorite album, which is the one that I think that got me into them. So yeah, you know, and then you listen to them and, you know, they hold up. Obviously kind of these are off cuts, there's songs which didn't make the cut, but you couldn't tell, you know, that it's, I think other bands would kill for kind of music, for these being their best songs, never mind the ones they leave off an album. Yeah. I think it proves a point of them, you know, their kind of their status, you know, it shows if these are their off cuts, then, you know, this is really saying something about how good they are. You know, like I say, it really dips into black metal, it dips into death metal. It just feels disgusting. Like, you know, the album is, you know, it's a real harsh listen. And you can tell, you know, these are from those sessions. But yeah, like I say, ultimately, it's just testament to how good a band they are. I'd happily list to this as if, you know, not just as a novelty from that time, but as new offerings. And I'm, you know, like I say, it's a great surprise and just, you know, more armor to the kind of, to the glory of Lord Mantis, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, it's great that they've put it out on 7-inch as well. That's such like a collectible for people who love this kind of music as well. I was impressed. I'm going to have to maybe dip into those albums you've mentioned. So they're somehow passed me by. They're one of those bands that have just kind of been on my peripherals for so long. This has kind of forced me to give them a chance and I love it. So yeah, really enjoyed this. So we're going to play the song Hammer of Mercy from the 7-inch Tormentor by Lord Mantis. You can get this at lordmantis.bandcamp.com or from New Density. We'll be right back. So that was Lord Mantis there. Absolutely amazing stuff there. Next up, this is a completely new band to me, a band called End, not to be confused with Relapse's The End, who I think are still going. I don't know. But yeah, this is maybe similar, but it's got like a convergy kind of feel to it. This particular band, End, are from New Jersey. And yeah, it's this kind of really harsh, unrelenting. It's got a Relapse sound to it, to be honest. It's that kind of... like absolutely like burnt by the sun style, like grindy stuff, and like lots of techie stuff in there. But I think this has just had like the spirit of stuff I was listening to maybe like 10 or 15 years ago, and it just kind of sparked something in me. So I've really, really enjoyed this. Not sure what you'll make of this one, because it is very techie, but it's got this harshness to it that I think you'll appreciate.
Yeah, no, I like this a lot. Funnily enough, I was the same. I wondered, I was thinking about the name and I thought, I don't know this one. And then I clicked on the link you sent me and I realized I've listened to one of their older albums, From the Unforgiving Arms of God, which came out in 2017. And for whatever reason, I haven't followed them since, which is a big mistake on my part because I enjoyed that album. You know, and it's a split with Cult Leader, who are really good. It's this track just... you know, it gives you nothing. It's immediately into it. It's kind of got a chunky, chugging metallic hardcore bass to it. You know, it's got Converge or Portrayal of Guilt or Trap Them in there.
Yeah.
Like you say, it's got a Dillinger old school technicality about it. You know, there's a moment where it feels like it's going to, you know, break into whatever. You know, it's not a chorus because that's an inappropriate term, but it feels like that as well. You know, almost like a bit like, say, Harm's Way do. And then the other bits where it just feels like it's going to launch at you. It's just like, I just thought it was like wonderfully energetic. But more than that, that you know, there's innovation in here that kind of just, you know, makes it, you know, elevates it, makes it more interesting. It's not just head down beat downs, you know. I thought this was really, I you know, maybe it's not necessarily all in my day-to-day music types, but I thought it was wonderful.
Yeah, absolutely brilliant. And Cult Leader side is really good as well. Really enjoyed that as well. But yeah, I think we might have played them before. So I thought, yeah, give this new, but well, not new band, but give this band a go on the podcast. So yeah, the split's called Gather and Mourn. We're going to play a song called Eden Will Drown. But you can get this at yourfuckingend.bandcamp.com or via the label's got a brilliant name as well. Closed Casket Activities. I absolutely love that. So what you think of this? This is End.
Our soul is a sword.
Okay, so that was a band called End with a split with Cult Leader. Yeah, check out the Cult Leader song. That's absolutely amazing as well. So to close this week, we've got the return of the band Dreadnought, a band out of Denver who have been going for quite a long time now. I think their debut, like as far as this goes back, is May 2013. So yeah, like more than 10 years of this band soon. So yeah, absolutely brilliant. This is exactly what I wanted to hear from this band, just like reliably heavy and reliably uncompromising. And yeah, it's, I think I associate this band with just being incredibly well produced and like to the point, without sort of being brief, if that makes sense. That's kind of a roundabout kind of compliment, I'm sure.
I in my head, I'm not sure I can nail it actually, but of contrast, I suppose, is how I, you know, how I think of them. That, you know, they had an album called Bridging Realms in 2015 that just floored me. I still listen to it. It's in many ways an album I would never ever think I would get into. You know, there's a lot of like post-rock and almost folk elements to it, and multi-instrumental, and it's kind of sprawling in moments. But the, like no other band I can think of, they provide the strangest contrast, typically through these vocals, which are practically black metal, against, you know, flowery post-rock and, like, say, all these things you just wouldn't expect. And that just creates this electricity to them, which somehow they get right. There's a song called Odyssey on Bridging Realms. Just this phenomenal. It's like, I can't get over it, because, like I say, I still listen to that song, because I still, every time I hear it, I just, it like has the hair standing up on my arm. So, you know, I'm glad they're still going. I'm glad they're still creating and able to harness all that and still sound different from everybody, because it's because they do. You know, it's nobody's doing what they do. Yeah, and I'm glad they're able to, you know, people recognize that and people kind of follow them for that. And they're getting, you know, they've got kind of labels backing them and everything, all this. This, you know, sounds the same, you know, it sounds of the same quality. It's like you say, it's well produced. But that just adds to that kind of those contrasts, yeah. I guess. It's electrifying. They have like a dreamlike quality to them in the quieter moments. Again, then all of a sudden those kind of harsh shrieked vocals just explode, and it just charges the atmosphere. And what it does is, where you thought you could relax and you kind of you know have it on kind of without paying attention, suddenly you can't. You know, you're wired to listen out and to kind of, you know, your senses and your guard is up. And when they hit the heights, you know, like whether it's on Odyssey or whether it's on this, which is a lead off single off a new album, it's just an exciting experience.
Yeah, I'd say it's very elegant in parts and then like crushing in others. So yeah, I think that's possibly how I'd describe it as well, Pete. I think you've nailed it. Really, really good. And yeah, I love the only review on Bandcamp so far. Someone literally choked on their coffee when they saw this was out, which, you know, shows the kind of love people have for this record and this band. So yeah, really, really good to see them back. And yeah, this is one band I'd love to see live, because I think they'd crush. I think in a similar way to Elder or sort of bands that kind of have this expansive sound, they'd absolutely kill it in a large venue. So yeah, I'd like to see that happen at some point. Maybe Desert Fest, be great to see them at the Roundhouse or something. So yeah, you can get this at dreadnoughtdenver.bandcamp.com. The new album's called The Endless, and we're going to play the only song that they've released so far off this. This is Midnight Moon.
Mm-hmm.